Yo, if you want to know how to give your marketing the Midas touch, listen well, right? I'm in traffic right now, so now is a perfect time to drop these gems, right? So, when you give your marketing the Midas touch, right? For all my information marketers out there, right? I get it, you know, you're supposed to teach people, right? And your content, whether it's a YouTube content or your podcast or the shit that you write on your blog, I get that it's supposed to be, the point of it is to show people, you know, oh, I know this. So because I know this, you should mess with me. Yes, and, you know, but it don't work that way. It don't work that way. It does not work that way, right? For years, I've been trying to understand why you got some people, they post like very little videos on social media and they are getting tons of attention. And then you got some other people like myself, back in the day, who posting millions, well, not millions, but hundreds of videos, and it's like, we ain't getting shit. It's like, ain't nothing to show for it, right? It's one thing, right? So let me tell you a quick story. So, it's like a couple days ago, as a matter of fact, like, the day was hot. It was like 103 degrees. It was the type of weather. Well, this is like the hottest summer ever in the history of mankind, right? You come out of the car, it's like all your energy is just like, it's like you just like, like the sun is just sucking everybody's life out of them, right? So, I went to meet up my partner at this house. He's flipping, you know what I'm saying? Meet up, chop it up, you know what I'm saying? I got a little money in the project, so, you know, I got a little interest. So, anyway, we go there, meet up. All right, progress going good. All right, my guy, dap up, roll out, right? So, I'm driving home. I say, you know what? Let me be productive with my life. Let me turn on this course that I've been trying to, you know, like, I'm trying to master it, right? So, turn on the course, driving, listening to the course for probably about, you know, I live a kind of decent way from home. So, probably back about 10 minutes into the drive, bro. Like, I'll just be like this. Just falling asleep at the wheel, right? And it's like very, very hard to, like, I'm trying hard to stay awake, right? It is so, like, my body wants sleep so bad. I'm so desperate for sleep to where I say, you know what? Let me take a nap by the light. So by the light, I'm like this, you know, and then beep, 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 beep. But wake up. I look around, people driving around me, dude flipping me off. Like, I don't know how long I was out, but I just, it couldn't have been long. Right, it couldn't have been long, because, you know, these people impatient on the road these days. But at the same time, bro, like, that's like, just thank God that my foot was on the brake. You know what I'm saying? I didn't fall asleep on my foot, slid off the brake or nothing like that. Like, it was that bad. You know, maybe it was like a micro sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, they say when the brain is starving for sleep, it'll take these little micro naps without knowing it, right? But it was scary because it's the first time it happened to me. Man, I said, man, fuck this course. Turn that shit off and turn on some Dave Chappelle. Right? Turn on some Dave Chappelle. And when I hit the Dave Chappelle, man, it's like my energy just went back. My energy just came back to me. Like, I felt good. You know, I wasn't sleepy no more. I was just, like, driving, laughing and all that kind of stuff, right? So this is the key, right, I'm trying to say. Like, your content, whatever it's at, when it, even if it's a course that somebody is buying from you, like, you've got to be entertaining, right? And people say this all the time, like, there's a reason why entertainers make so much money and teachers don't make shit, right? It's a reason for it. There's a reason for it. People want to be entertained, right? So, you're probably thinking, man, I'm not funny, or I'm not, you know, I ain't got no entertainment time. I ain't got a funny bone in my body. I have a face for radio. All these kind of excuses pop up. Like, you don't really need none of these things to be entertained. As a matter of fact, if you look at a lot of these, like, people who are big radio personalities, you know, people who are big talk show host personalities, they don't really have no talent, right? They just know how to entertain people, right? Tell stories, be yourself. Like, there's nothing much to it, right? The key is to translate that and tie it up into the stuff you're trying to teach, right? That's the key, right? Once you do that, you get the Midas touch. Your sales letters will have more snap. Your emails would bring home more bacon. Your content will get like loads of attention, right? You know, and it's quite simple. So one of the things that I do is I help people to be more, I guess you can call it edutainers or whatever. So that, you know, they don't have to like bust their hump to get attention on social media, right? So yo, look, that's the key. That's the tip for this video. I'm out of here. If the content made sense to you, subscribe to the channel. We got loads more stuff coming up. Also, if you're an info publisher, if you're an information marketer, meaning you're selling courses online, you're selling ebooks online, and you would like to know how to monetize your email list so that you can get more sales, right? You're tired of the sale today, no sale tomorrow. You're tired of getting this lucky sale on, you know, oh, I got an organic sale. Oh my God. Right? If you want to be able to send out an email and receive money, like want new car, write email, go pick up car. If you want to set up your stuff like that, there's a free video that will show you how to monetize your email list so that you don't really have to do these long challenges or these freaking webinars just to make a lot of money online. All right? The link is in the video. I'll see you in there. Peace.